Mikel Arteta has laid down the gauntlet to rising star Ethan Nwaneri, challenging the 17-year-old to step up to the first team after signing his first professional contract. Andrew Allen for Arsblog says that despite Chelsea and Manchester City attempting to lure him away, the Gunner secured the midfielder's short-term future when he agreed scholarship terms last summer. As happened with teammate Miles Lewis-Skelly, the arrangement tided him over until his recent birthday, when Arsenal further rewarded the player's development. Arteta said, "I'm really happy. It was a great day," when he was asked about Nwaneri signing his contract in his pre-Luton press conference. "He had all his family and important people around him. It's a really proud moment to see another academy graduate sign his pro contract. He's very close to the first team, and the opportunity is there. Now, he needs to take it." Handed his Premier League debut by Mikel Arteta when he was just 15, a record for the English top flight, Nwaneri has already learned what it's like to be thrust into the limelight. Since then, he's played regularly for the under-21s, trained frequently with the first team, and earned a second league appearance, a promising cameo in a 6-0 win at West Ham earlier this year. Academy manager Per Mertesacker, who has seen Nwaneri's development at close quarters, said at the time of his contract confirmation that he has made a, quote, seamless transition to London Colney, and that he demonstrates positive attributes on and off the pitch. He had this to say as well. "Ethan has a strong ability to master the ball, dominate possession, and is really effective in the final third, which fits into our playing style at Arsenal Football Club. He is someone that will thrive on and off the pitch as a strong young gunner, and we look forward to working with him during his ongoing development in the years to come." No doubt, Nwaneri will have one eye on impressing Arteta when Arsenal tour the USA in the summer. Off the back of the European Championships and Copa America, and with senior midfielders likely to leave when the transfer window opens, it's likely the club will lean on youngsters while its big names ease their way into preseason preparations. In theory, friendlies against Manchester United and Liverpool could afford the next generation a springboard to make their mark. This has been a recording by Arsenal Audible. All credit goes to the original authors. Thank you for listening.